This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Shaw's and Star Market. Sports Illustrated unveiled the cover models for their 2022 swimsuit issue. And this year's list includes Kim Kardashian, Ciara, model Mae Musk, and singer Yumi Nu, along with the photos. Each of the magazine's cover stars opened up to the magazine, which included Kim Kardashian penning a letter to her younger self saying she's on the road to becoming a more private person.
That's kind of funny, actually.
I just don't understand. I just feel like Sports Illustrated has broken so many barriers over the last, let's say, 5 years. And this just makes no sense to me.
I mean, yes, they're certainly becoming more inclusive now, but this, it's always been hot women on bathing suits as well.
Ciara's husband, Russell, what's his, I'm sorry.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, penned a letter to the publication in honor of the mom of three, saying, as you probably can tell, I'm incredibly proud of my wife. And now that she's on the cover, that's one more thing for me to take pride in. I know it's something she's always wanted, and she'll use the visibility that comes with being on the cover to inspire even more people. Mae Musk is 74 years old. Her daughter, Tosca Musk, whose older brother is Elon, shared why her mom continues to be an uncontrollable force, saying in her years on this planet, she's earned 2 master's degrees in nutrition science, won awards in the dietetics field, has been in countless fashion shows, and appeared in a Beyonce video.
So cool.
I mean, that's a life right there.
She's a super space genius.
she's got good genes, that mom there.
And Yumi says, this is only the beginning. Designers at certain high fashion houses and dumb anger guys on the internet just haven't quite figured it out. The people who look like me belong everywhere. Everyone else does. But to them I say, well, wait, we're here and we're not going away.
I made the mistake of reading the Instagram comments.
You should have done that.
I should not have done that. Yeah. The horrific things people say to her.
Really?
Oh my,
oh
gosh,
my God.
Carson.
So the caption's like, what can Yumi Lou, that's her name, right?
New.
What can Yumi Nu not do? And they're like, eat a salad, do a push-up.
Really?
Half a crunch.
What is wrong with people?
She's people
ugly.
Are so disgusting.
She's wild.
Well, the internet, like, comment sections on the internet anywhere are just so
I just
terrible.
Can't imagine having the audacity to comment on another person's body.
When
like
you would
that.
Never say it to them.
Ever.
Right.
Ever.
And to
I
go to their Instagram
that if they look in the
space
mirror.
And do that. That's what I don't understand.
To what?
To go to their Instagram, like, to
it
go
makes
search
them feel some, better.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so wild.
The internet has made people so comfortable saying things.
It's so sad.
Because there's no repercussion.
The harder part is to say something nice. I challenge you to do that today. Go.
I agree.
Elle King's duet with Miranda Lambert, one of the highlights of Sunday's Billboard Music Awards. We just love these two ladies when they are together. However, behind the scenes, Elle said she wasn't feeling the love. On an Instagram post, she said, Jack Harlow shut his dressing room door when I passed by to say hi. Sources, however, say it did not happen that way. Jack's people say he definitely said hi to her. It was just time for him to get dressed to walk on stage, so someone else in the team closed the door. I think the timing was coincidental. I can tell you, I've done this before.
Yeah.
Like, Carson's been in the middle of a conversation. I'd be like, we have to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice run, Jack Harlow. It's all over.
I was reading a Reddit thread, too, just because that's the place you go to, like, the real dirt.
Yes.
And they're like, what if he just didn't know who she was? She's not, like, the most famous person in the world, and he's in a completely different genre. And what if he just was like, oh, she's a fan. Hello.
And you really are surrounded by people at
right.
those things
yeah.
who are trying to keep you on time.
Jack Harlow's changed. I saw him carried across the mud at the Kentucky Derby.
That was
changed.
Extra.
He
that
used
was
to be one of us.
Extra.
Now he's a snob. I'm throwing it out there, Jack.
It was just a joke.
We even see it here all the time. It's the artists themselves can be so nice,
yeah.
but then they have someone on their team who's just pushy and like
who needs to keep them on time. Right. You know what I mean?
So some manager probably slammed the door.
I used to be a Jack Harlow stan. I'm out.
You were never a Jack Harlow.
Excuse me? Don't even start.
Name four of his songs.
I've been watching interviews and listening to his music. Granted, I don't know the names of the songs, but I know everything about him. He grew up in Kentucky. He has brought all of his friends along with him for his career.
So you seem like a Fairweather fan if you're going to drop him that fast.
That's right, I am. What, you don't diss Elle King. I'm just saying, she's family.
Also, that was one really thing. He grew up in Kentucky.
So you're also a really big Elle King fan?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Name cool, four cool, of cool. her songs.
X's and O's, there's two.
Perfect.
And Tommy Hilfiger has taken Shawn Mendes in on its new advertising campaign, and he has taken on the Bruce Springsteen song Dancing in the Dark.
Dirty Fire.
So they have a new, their new sustainable clothing line
right.
is coming out, and that's what this is a part of. So I liked it. I thought it was a nice little ditty.
That's all right.
He's a talented boy. I like it when people take their, their own little spin on something. I loved it.
I love his voice. I felt like the voice got lost a little bit in the production. That's the only thing I think about it. But I love him, and I love that song.
It's a great song.
I mean, it's not a Jack Harlow song.
No.
Or an Elle King song.
Coming
up at 7.
It's not What's Poppin', that's for sure.
What's poppin'?
Brand new whip just
first,
hopped in.
First class. Mm-hmm. Industry baby. That's all I got.
That's a Lil Nas X song. Not a Jack Harlow song.
He's on the feature. He's a feature.
It's not his song.
He's got 8 bars.
It's not on his album.
All right. Here I am. Wrap it up. Let's go. I'm slamming the door in your face, Elle King. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy. Dirty is the surface of Shaw's and Star Market. Johnny Depp's defamation trial against Amber Heard resumed yesterday, and she was on the stand for cross-examination from his lawyers. The topics Amber was asked to clarify included how she allegedly staged a photo of cocaine on a breakfast table to imply that he used drugs. I believe it's the picture you guys have seen, if you've seen any of the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
With the little box with the skull and crossbones. Several challenges to her accounts of injuries that Johnny caused. What happened to the $7 million she got in the divorce settlement that was supposed to go to charity? And she said she had every intention of doing that, and then she got sued. She also talked about the infamous poop.
It was customary that they slept in bed with us, but Boo, having the issues she had, we have to leave her in bed so that she wouldn't be encouraged to go to the bathroom, which would happen almost immediately once you put her down on the floor. And sometimes it happened in bed, too.
So she says it was the dog that did it,
mm-hmm.
and that the dog had eaten marijuana when it was a puppy, which led to bowel issues throughout the dog's life.
We don't believe you. I mean, that's a great explanation if you're 12.
She also said that this whole poop on the bed thing just isn't her style. She said, I don't think it's funny. I don't know what a grown woman does. It was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I was at a crossroads in my life. It was really serious. I had just been attacked by my violent husband with whom I was desperately in love and knew I needed to leave. It was not really a jovial time, and I don't think that's funny, period. That's disgusting.
Objection.
So we continue on today.
What are you objecting to, sir?
The defendant.
Yeah.
And her claims trying to hide the great poop caper. It's erroneous.
You're saying she's lying?
Is it admissible in court? She pooped the bed. Period.
Judge, I don't think you're supposed to say that.
I'm out of court words.
Selena Gomez continues to do all she can to promote mental health awareness, and now she's teaming with First Lady Jill Biden to get the message out. The singer and the First Lady are coming together for a special White House event regarding youth mental health. The Youth Mental Health Action Forum is happening tomorrow and aims to drive culture from awareness to action on mental health through storytelling and media. In addition to Selena and the First Lady, the event will feature policy advisor Susan Rice, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, and more than 30 activists and creators. This is awesome.
It's incredible.
And you guys remember Anna Delvey?
Yes.
No, who's that?
She was the scam artist who came to New York City, and she scammed people out of millions of dollars to try and make an art club of her own, and then there was a Netflix story about her.
What was Inventing that? Anna.
Inventing Anna. Yeah, I think we did watch that. What are you pointing at? I don't have any audio. What number would you like?
Hold on a second. I'm looking it up.
I
was it Inventing Anna? Is that the show?
Yes.
Yeah, I did watch that one.
As much as it's terrible what she did, I mean, scamming rich people is...
Three.
Dirty three. All right, thanks.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I have a question. What's you wearing? You look poor.
So, we remember her, right?
Yes.
Well, she's still in ICE in Orange County. Still, she is in ICE because when she was finally freed from prison, she had overstayed her visa from Germany.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm. she was arrested. Now, she's been able to leave to many other countries whenever she wants.
Right.
But she wants to stay here and fight her conviction and deportation. So while she's here, she's been doing interviews.
Yep.
She's been doing podcasts.
Yep.
And now she has an art exhibition.
You're kidding me.
It's called Allegedly. And it's happening Thursday in New York at the Public Hotel. Saying, this is a collection of sketches I've created while in ICE Orange County detention. Hmm. I wanted to capture some of the moments of the past years, both never before seen and iconic, using the limited tools I have at my disposal. Some pieces are straightforward and others are more abstract and will be unique in meaning and appearance to the observer. I studied fashion illustration at Parsons in Paris, but I haven't sketched since, and only now in this state in upstate New York.
Hmm. What is she calling the exhibit again?
Allegedly.
I mean, that's a page right out
right
of the
OJ book. Yeah.
So she has a person who is selling her art for her.
I love this.
Yeah.
And he says, it wasn't easy getting anything in or out, says Chris Martin. Most of the art materials and paper was declined or confiscated. The only materials we got in were some colored pencils and 9x12 watercolor paper. She relied heavily on her jail pens and pencils, which are essentially dull rubber writing instruments. Mm-hmm. They're not selling individual pieces. They're selling a 48% ownership of the entire collection, which she claims the value is $500,000.
Have you seen the artwork?
I saw pieces from an art installation she did in April.
Does she have any artistic talents?
Yeah,
she does.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know the whole story. I didn't watch the show.
Sure.
So I guess she was a scammer. Why is she in jail now?
Because she overstayed her visa. Mm. She's
in ICE. Not for like ripping people off for millions of dollars.
She already did that time.
It felt like she paid or tried to pay back most of the people, but then used her friends to pay all of it back or a lot of it back.
It's just so American. This whole thing is so American. Mm-hmm. She scams people, and now she gets to have an art exhibition. She's going to make money. It's just all so American.
All from jail. So let's go.
I have a question. What's you wearing? You look poor.
Yeah, that's what's her name that plays Ruth from Ozark.
She was great.
She was awesome in it. Yeah.
All right, really guys, good. Coming up back.
Wearing a shirt I got from Walmart. I like it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.